Baruch Ata Adonai, blessed are you, Lord, who brings bread from the earth. Good morning. Blessed are you, who God brings forth this day. Thank you for being with us. I want to begin today with just reading you a tiny snippet from a journal passage this week. My bread, April 18, my bread is in its initial rise. Dough looks good, so I am hopeful. It's definitely a commitment, this bread making thing. I'm covered in sticky sourdough starter and a slave to the timer. 10 minutes here, an hour there, a whole day dictated by the rhythms of the rise. I wonder if there's a sermon in there or a strength for today. Feels like there's definitely a lesson. Well, there was a lesson for me that first day of making bread. The lesson is that bread takes the time it takes. You cannot rush the rise. I arrived at the end of that long day of bread making, having spent more time and attention on my bread than I had on my dog or my kids or my husband or my house or my job, to what I thought was the final step. It was by then about 11 o'clock at night, and I had been told by my directions to now take what was now 2 pieces of dough, to pull them into the shape of a square, fold them into thirds, roll them, tuck them, and then place them seam side up into 2 baskets, which I had dutifully dusted with flour. Then they were to go in the refrigerator overnight. Well, just before I opened the door to put them in the refrigerator, I thought, well, let me just check my recipe one more time. Opened my computer, clicked my Claire Saffitz New York Times cooking columnist, How to Make Sourdough Bread, and read, let the shaped dough rest in the baskets for an hour to an hour and a half. How I had hoped I was done. This morning's story is about bread, about its rising, about God, Jesus breaking it open and revealing himself to his disciples on the road to Emmaus. It's one of the most beautiful stories, and it's no surprise that Donald Jackson and the monks of St. John's Abbey in Collegeville, Minnesota, chose it as one of the stories that they would use as an illumination. And I don't know if Local Live can zoom, but the illumination is right here. It's a spectacular kind of collage-y painting, picture, that depicts the disciples and the stranger on the road, sort of unidentifiable until you move up the road and Jesus reveals himself. It's a beautiful, beautiful illumination. It might similarly not surprise you that my friend and yours, Danny Lennox, he and Abigail chose this very passage for their gospel reading at their wedding. And what better passage for someone who literally finds God on the road, mile by mile, step by step. And then finally, in this story, there is at the end that just most poignant moment where Cleopas and his friends recognized that their hearts had been burning. Their hearts had been burning. And how we all, don't we? Don't we just long for that feeling of our hearts being warmed by the presence of God? This particular year, in our particular circumstances, the part of the story that stuck out to me this year was Cleopas's lament, his anguished, how we had hoped. You'll remember, as I just read, that Cleopas and his disciple, who is not named, his friend who's not named, so that means it could be me and it could be you. Cleopas and his friend are walking the road to Emmaus, about 7 miles outside of Jerusalem. And Jesus comes among them, just alongside, doesn't commandeer the conversation, he just comes in and asks, what were you talking about? And they look at him in just wonderment. Are you the only person who does not know the things that have taken place these last days? And Jesus still, feigning ignorance, asks, "What things?" And they say, "The things of Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet, mighty in word and deed among God, before God and among people. And how our leaders and chief priests had handed him over to death to be crucified. And how we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel." How we had hoped. This year on Easter morning, I woke with that hope. I bolted out of bed so excited for the return of the Alleluias, to hear that beautiful Easter acclamation, "Christ is risen, the Lord is risen indeed." I had figured it all out in my mind, and I was sure that that morning would be different, that my journal wouldn't begin as it has day after day, another day in coronavirus land. I had hoped that Jesus would redeem Israel and Italy and Paris and New York and Darien. Maybe these days you have hoped things too. You may have hoped that you could hold a loved one's hand as they went through a procedure. You may have hoped that you could celebrate a wedding of hundreds of gathered in celebration of a love. You may have hoped that you didn't have to tell your young child, "No, you can't have a play date today with your best friend." Maybe you even hoped that you could hop that old train to New York City and never hear the word Zoom again. How we had hoped that by now things would be different, would be better. I think that we have, all of us, over the last weeks been on the road to Emmaus, carrying what feels like unrealized hopes, waiting for their redemption, for the moment we can cash them in for the real thing. The visit, the play date, the hug, the social proximity instead of social distance. But it doesn't work like that, and even resurrection doesn't quite work like that. Resurrection and unrealized hopes can coexist. Jesus is risen, and it's another day in coronavirus land. But in the midst, Jesus is being risen day after day after day. Resurrection is happening. Several years ago, and that's where this beautiful stole came from, we went on pilgrimage to the Holy Land. One of our last days, we went out and had a celebrated Eucharist on the road to Emmaus, or I should properly say on a road to Emmaus. For while authorities and historians have been able to confidently and accurately sort of pinpoint many of the sites of our ancient Christian story, the road to Emmaus is not among those sites. It is still sort of uncertain as to what road it actually is. There's not a unanimity of sort of thought on that. But because it's not a specific road, it allows it to be every road. It allows it to be your road and my road. It allows it to be the post road. All roads can be the road to Emmaus. So what if we were to imagine that everybody walking the roads of Darien and New York and Paris, everyone walking the roads is walking the road to Emmaus? In what's called the preface, which is the preface of Holy Week, which is a little prayer that's offered at the beginning of the Great Thanksgiving, we say that Christ was lifted high on the cross that he might draw the whole world to himself. Well, what if he was also lifted high on the cross so that he might draw the whole world onto the road? Have you ever noticed what amazing conversations happen on the road? I think of conversations I've had with my children growing up, conversations that would have been difficult if we were face to face across a table. Those conversations just were given a freedom and an opening when we were together, traveling together forward along the road. Jesus comes alongside Cleopas and his friend. He walks with them. He listens to them. He allows them to share their, what they believe to be unrealized hopes, their worries, their concerns, their sorrows. Jesus listens, he responds, and he sticks around. Jesus stays with them. He enters their space, their world, their understandings, and their misunderstanding. And he breaks it open with the breaking of the bread, with the sharing of himself. Jesus reminds them that he did not enter into joy, but first he suffered sorrow. He did not enter into glory, but first he was crucified. We cannot, much as we would like, escape the pain of these days, but we can invite and look for God to accompany us in them, to walk the road with us. And we can know that Christ is risen, that resurrection happens. Like bread, it takes time. But when it happens, and when that time is shared, when that resurrection is shared, when that breaking open is shared, is there anything sweeter? A loaf fresh from the oven. A risen Lord fresh from the tomb. Take, eat, walk the road with Jesus, because he is walking with you. Amen.